Hi, welcome to Lizard People. This is a show where we talk all about conspiracy theories, crazy people, and kooky ideas about what's going on behind the scenes. I'm your host, Caitlin Hempstead. Let's get to the show. Family didn't sign up for being comedians. I shouldn't talk about their shit. Do you have that feeling?
No, my mom is like, I was just talking with her about this idea that I want to write that's sort of about her parents. And so therefore all of us.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know, whatever you got to do.
Oh.
Because she's just like, get money.
Okay.
Get money.
Is her priority like, yes, you can have a career in the arts if you like do it and get paid.
Yes.
Okay.
Although she's pretty, I don't know, like when she has seen my work, whatever it is, whether it be a musical I wrote about lesbians at an all-girl camp and there's a dancing vagina and they talk about fisting. She said it was really great. I didn't love the part about eating ass, but everything else was really good. But like, she's like, if people are coming to see this, you're doing a great job. Like, wow, I couldn't. Good for you.
That feels like the move as a parent of like, you're actually doing it. So great.
Everyone else, such narcissists, not checking in.
Yeah.
And half of them are dead. So,
okay.
That worked out.
So you can write whatever the fuck you
mean. I'll have to deal with it one day.
Yeah.
Mama's like, just, you know, all you have to do is just sell it to them.
Yeah.
Sell them on
and
the
I
idea.
Feel like the narcissist will be like, I'm a character that will live forever in this movie. Like,
yeah. So, I mean, and everything's like loosely based. So it's not real.
Yeah.
Right? Wink, 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 wink.
Pen name, wink, 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 wink.
I mean, I haven't worked on anything yet, so we'll see.
You got to talk a big game before you can write anything.
Truly, everyone could be dead by the time I work on it. So.
Yeah, that's also, you're a busy lady.
Yeah. But yeah, my family's all funny. So. Mm. They understand making fun of each other and embarrassing and humiliating each other in public.
That's beautiful.
I get it.
Yeah, I come from a family that teases, and so that's how I relate to people.
Yeah.
I tell them I look like shit.
Oh, what?
Well, I mean, not directly that harsh, but
I'm too
like
Southern for that.
You just do a lot of bless your hearts,
bless your
and
hearts.
Everybody knows what that means.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had that. I'm going to introduce you.
Okay.
Now.
I'm ready.
Now's the time. Our guest today is such a funny comedian. She is the co-host of Kardashian It, a podcast about the Kardashians.
Yeah.
And of A Funny Feeling, a podcast about spooky stories.
Yeah. We have comedians and celebrities come on and tell their paranormal experiences.
So good.
And we have listeners send in theirs as well. And it's really fun.
It's really fun. I can attest firsthand that it's fun as hell. Marcy Giroux is here.
Hi.
Hello. What a joy.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We just actually did a call-in show where people could call in about like their conspiracy theories.
What's and the one, wildest?
Well,
what's the one you wanted to tell me about? And then the wildest.
I mean, I'll do wildest for it. I feel like there were some pretty wild ones, but there was one where like Roseanne was like a secret anonymous agent that was like trying to
Roseanne Barr.
Yes.
Okay.
Something so about her like racism was like part of a greater conspiracy.
She's a Julia Child person. You know, Julia Child
was a
spy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she was a spy who was just passing information on. So people would go to her parties and then leave an envelope that she would then pass on to the government. So,
so fucking
not the
tight.
Same thing. But,
God, she's so
but
cool.
Roseanne Barr's not doing that. She's a pothead with a macadamia nut farm.
She has, I beg your goddamn pardon.
Why do you think she's Republican? She got so rich.
Off of macadamias?
No, off of like 8 seasons of her
well,
show that's
sure.
in syndication forever.
But I don't understand why she has a farm.
Because she lives in Hawaii and that's what you do.
Oh, fuck her
no,
six
just,
times over.
She just like has money now and it still has a lot of liberal ideas, but also is like a crazy pothead who's like, let me keep what I build because she did do something amazing.
Yeah.
She's one of those people that I'm really on the fence about. I'm like, you're not all bad, but God, you got such a platform to be such a cuckoo.
Yeah. And I like did some reading about her and it was insane how she was like, I'm a mother of two who's going to start doing stand up. And her stand up was just so good that she was undeniable.
Someone was asking me today, like, who were your inspirations growing up that like we're talking about, like, if you don't see anyone like you or that you relate to, that maybe you won't be attracted to a field. Like, we're talking about women in, like, career fields that, like, she was like, you know, there weren't very many astronomers or astrophysicists. My friend who, like, is really into science, but, like, ended up going into developing because she was like, well, I can't be a scientist because that's not what women do. That's just, like, not that she thought that consciously, but that it's sort of an ingrained thing that if you don't see yourself in a realm, then you're kind of like, well, that's not for people like me.
Absolutely.
And so Roseanne was one of the people on television when I was a child that was like, oh, that could be me.
Yeah.
I could be like that.
Yeah. I'm like funny and brassy.
Yeah.
And,
Or even like Rosie O'Donnell or Grace Under Fire. Like, those were the women that you...
I don't know what you're saying.
What's Grace Under Fire? She's really great. She, I don't even remember if she's great. I know that I thought as a child she was great. And it's her character's name is Grace Adler, but, or that could be anyone else.
I believe that's the name of the character in Will and Grace. I lied. I hate to call you out.
So you're right. Okay. But her, Grace, what is Grace Under Fire? I just don't remember the comedian's name. And she's like this real, like, she's from Georgia and she has an accent like this. And she played like maybe a single mom or something. Brett Butler. Yeah, she talked like this.
That's the most Southern name I can imagine.
Yeah, because of Brett Butler.
Yeah.
Guess what? Whoever's listening, you're in for a long one because I'm bad with facts.
So am I. And I think like early on when this podcast came out, people were like, oh, conspiracy theories. Like, I want to learn more about that. And then they were like, this woman is the dumbest chick in the
She doesn't know anything. On my paranormal podcast, which is like, you can't fault me for not knowing things in the paranormal field because like no one knows. It's like a weird, it is like, why are you commenting?
Yeah.
I'm not a negative Yelp reviewer.
Yeah.
Unless it feels like personal.
I never give lower than 4 stars on fucking Lyft unless they say something openly racist.
Yeah.
Which did happen.
Of course.
Yeah. Why would you come after someone?
Teens, I forgive.
Yeah.
Because they're just like testing the boundaries of what's socially acceptable.
And they're just like flailing their body. They don't have control of their bodies or minds.
No.
They're just spinning around.
Both bodies and minds grew at that age are growing so fast that they're not even aware of what they can do yet.
They have no idea. And I just hit my second Saturn return, so I'm finally like who I'm going to be for the rest of my life. And it feels good. Do you know about Saturn
returns? Yes, I do know about Saturn's return. I just was doing the math on the second one. Mm. So like you're 28?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have some chaos happen in the past 2 years? Big changes?
Did I?
No?
Not really.
Well, then
I did move. I guess I've had some like,
that's usually
what am I doing?
A little like life shakeup happens with the Saturn's return. Okay. And then it happens again for like empty nesters. That's like the next one that comes around.
When you're like 56 or whatever.
Yeah. But I had a friend going through a divorce and he was just like, what is my life? And I sent him an article about Saturn's return. And I don't think he believed in it, but he was like, it is nice to know that like this is so common. At this age.
I feel like that's what astrology is for.
Yeah.
So that you're like, oh, I'm not alone. I'm not crazy. Like, this is soothing.
Yeah.
Whatever. If it's true, whatever.
I mean, boy, you're going to really like what I'm talking about today then, because it's just another soothing idea.
I simply cannot wait. And I won't wait because let's get down to business.
Is that enough? Do we need to banter more? Trust me, I'm going to interrupt us constantly to make other quips.
Good. Quip away. I feel like my job is just to keep us on track and get to the facts and the truth.
Well.
And all I want from you is the truth.
Okay.
Do you want to tell our friendly listeners what you're here to talk about today?
So, again, I host a paranormal podcast. So, like, I'm constantly running across cryptid stories or weird, like, not conspiracy so much, but like when you're going down a YouTube rabbit hole, you run across these things. And there has been in a lot of like when it comes to like demons, fairies, all that kind of like that's sort of cryptozoology in that realm. It's like, it's not like a monster, but it's a thing that exists in another realm.
There has been demons.
Yes. If you think about like heaven, hell, like the sky, the earth, and then the world beneath the earth.
Mm.
So we're talking about a hollow earth that has a world inside of it.
Oh, okay. All right.
And specifically today, we're going to touch upon the idea that Nazis live inside the earth.
Okay.
But they're not the only people. So okay. Don't you worry.
Okay. We're just zeroing in on the Nazis.
So a lot of people are a common conspiracy, not common, but a popular one is flat earthing, right?
Mm-hmm.
People are really into flat earth.
B.O.B. Tila Tequila. Celebrities believe it.
I just don't understand how anyone who's ever been in an airplane does like can buy into that.
Because you can see the curve.
You can literally see it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quicker one way than the other way.
Wait, how does speak to a curved earth?
It doesn't. It doesn't. I'm sorry.
But, oh, that's the Gulf Stream, which you, I bet you could argue if the earth is flat, then where does the air go? You know, how can there possibly breezes from, they must be bouncing off something.
But also that is how it does relate. I just thought of it because I can backwards rationale anything.
Yes, good.
What is it?
That's a
what
good
is it
quality.
Called when you work something like when detectives like are like, I know who killed it, and they just kind of work backwards like from there.
Not confirmation bias, because that's the bad version
yes,
of it.
Yes, but it's something like that. I don't know words, guys. I did
inference.
Too much. I don't know. I did too much improv, and now my brain is riddled with holes where fake people live. So speaking of
much like.
So, but
our
when
very
the
earth
is rotating, right? So that's why when you go one way, when like you head back east, it's a long trip because the earth is rotating the opposite way. Or it's rotating with you, right? And then when you come back, you always gain some hours and like it's a quicker flight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that? Like,
because of the time difference, you gain hours.
But also like it's like
it's
a shorter flight. Like it's 6 hours to New York and then like 5 and a something to back here. It's just a shorter flight.
Because of the Gulf Stream blowing away up there.
Whatever, they keep coming without the earth.
Science is elusive.
Honestly, that's not what I'm talking about, so I don't give a shit. Okay. So we're saying, I don't think the earth is flat. I think it's got curves aplenty.
Ooh.
More curves than we all even know about.
Ooh, dangerous curves ahead.
At the North and South Pole, there could be, and I believe there is, a hole that opens up inside the earth.
Okay.
And we have a hollowed earth
that's
about the people have said it's the shape of a donut. Maybe. I do think it has like I could see it in a picture that like and there's I've seen pictures of it because I this is not a new theory. This has been around since early man, like since man started cartography, like they believe that like the underneath the earth was something else.
Okay.
So we're saying that like North Pole, there's a big hole, and the oceans even meet. So we're saying that inside this earth, it's not just hollow and there's nothing. It's like the earth keeps going.
Okay.
Like an infinity.
What you're
like.
Drawing with your hands is lovely and very sensually curved.
So we go up at the top, and there's the North Pole, and then we go in, boop. And it curves on around. So there's a backwards. So it's like inside out earth on the inside, basically.
You know what it's like is those, did you ever play with one of those slippery tubes?
Yeah, the other butthole tubes.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. The butthole tubes.
Yeah,
it's
the ones
shaped like a flashlight at both ends.
Everyone would be like on a field trip.
Because they jiggle in a way that doesn't look like genitals, but feels like sexual somehow.
It's enough for a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
But yeah, essentially like that's what that is. And so people theorize that there's even This is going to blow your mind, and this is maybe the hardest part for me to swallow, but I'm on board.
Okay.
Is that there is a star inside that generates energy so that they're not in the dark. They're not mole people. They have an inside-out Earth on the inside of Earth.
You said that in such a defensive way. Like,
they're not mole people.
People are going to tell you they're mole people.
To the mole people listening underneath New York City. I know you nasties. You get Wi-Fi down there.
Little nasties with the mutant turtles.
Whoa, not those. I'm not talking chuds.
Oh,
I'm talking
okay.
mole.
Oh, so are they moles that have evolved human intelligence or people who've evolved mole?
Mole people in New York City are, like, legitimate. There's no doubt about it. The New York NYPD will say absolutely there are mole people down there. And there are people this is not even like a paranormal thing. This is just an actual factual thing that people live beneath the city because there are other lines that are not just subway and train lines that have been closed down. There's other like tunnels. They live there. They siphon electricity and water and cable and they have like shanty towns. Go watch some Law and Order. You'll see some where they have to go down and they get in and out through subway lines. So they'll kind of like slip out. And it's just
a scutter along the subway.
Well, but
and
they're
then, like,
just like homeless people who have created a shanty town of sorts. Because there used to be shanty towns in Central Park, but eventually they were like, wait, this park's nice. Get out of here, homeless people. So they tore it all down. They moved underground. And some people live there for generations. And some people just live there for a while. People have they have structures and they do everything. And
my jaw is on the floor at this and how confident you are that it is absolutely true.
Oh, because it is absolutely true.
I mean, okay. I don't know. No, you tell
granted,
me.
I do believe that beneath them, there are other people, and those are cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
All right, your credibility is gone.
But there could be.
So here's how the layers of the earth go. Us, crust, mole people who are friendly homeless folks.
Yeah, so about
cannibals.
Okay, and so let's say the crust of the earth. Let's call it the whole crust of our earth as we know it. Mm-hmm. Instead of going solid and through to the core of the earth where there's like magma, molten lava, where there's like this heat source energy that causes like earthquakes and all sorts of things to happen around the world that moves tectonic plates. Instead of that, about 800 to 2,000 miles deep. That's how deep the crust is. Mm-hmm. And then you get to the other side of the crust, which is on the inside of the earth. Mm-hmm. And in the center where we believe anyway that there is a big molten ball of gases and lava, whatever sort of thing, the magma of the earth. Instead of that, there is a star that creates energy and that it is much smaller, obviously, because it's like the center of the earth. So it would be a much smaller star, but that is what's powering inside the earth, the other side of earth. And that there's water and people and cities. I don't know if they're people, but like,
well, but if you consider Nazis people,
they're not like people, but they're like persons.
Okay.
I don't think Nazis are people.
I think
like,
that's
you know, like
fair.
A guy's guy.
They're not interested in people in general. Not my kind of people. Ooh.
So I guess like, so, okay. So that's kind of the structure of how, like, so now you kind of have the understanding of how it works. Mm-hmm. North and South Pole, those are where the openings are supposed to be, right?
The mouth and the butthole of the earth, if you will.
The sphincters, if you will. Mm-hmm. Also, there's a mammoth cave in Kentucky that is the longest cave in the world. And honestly, no one knows how deep it is.
Uh-oh.
And they think that could also be an access point to the other side.
And people say there's one in the Himalayas, too.
Yeah, there's like, yeah, these tunnels are like, where do they go? Why do they exist? What's the point of them? It's like, well, maybe the point is because there's another civilization.
Or maybe there's no point in the earth's just wacky.
That's true. So some people think that aliens live down there.
Mm-hmm.
But starting in 1938, the Third Reich sent three expeditions to Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
So they're exploring Antarctica. Some people are thinking they're doing it to do testing there, to test like what at the time would be called invisible planes, but mm-hmm. we know them to be like stealth planes and like different types of weapons, machinery, that kind of stuff. So they actually annex part of Antarctica, and you can look it up. It's called New Swabia.
That part is very true, and yes. I can confirm.
Yes, New Swabia. So they have this place that they, so they're there, and the theory is that they figured this out, that they figured out that there was this other place to
go. So they didn't go there like, we're going to get inside the earth. They went there like, we're going to mess around with.
I mean, I guess that's the part that I need more research on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, honestly, you go to YouTube, you type in Nazi, it doesn't even auto-populate for you. It's like, you're on your own.
You've got 17 million hits.
You know,
good
you can
luck,
like,
bish.
Type in like TR and it'll be like tree, cats and trees. Like, it'll start telling you all the things people pop. Like,
yeah.
But not with Nazi. It's like N-A-Z. We have no idea what you're trying to
say. YouTube has never harbored Nazis.
No.
Not ever.
So they're kind of like, young, bitch. I was like, I just want to know if they live inside the earth. Let's see. So the Third Reich had maps. So you're saying, why were they there? I don't know why they're there. But they, because you could theorize that, like, if there is another civilization inside the earth, maybe a lot of our extraterrestrials or ETs aren't from a land so far away.
Oh, ho, ho.
Maybe some of these things could be right underneath our little noses.
Plus, when our noses are pointed towards the ground.
Well, it's still underneath, right?
That's a great point.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
I worked through it in my mind. I saw it. I was like, yeah.
Under our noses.
That's why they say that, I guess. So maybe they had gotten communication from somewhere else. So the idea that they went there, so whenever they figured out there's a hole, whatever, they're like, we got to go down here. So they can get there by boat. It's not like it's like, oh, I'm falling, because they have lakes, rivers, oceans on the other side, too. So their oceans meet those waters. Mm-hmm. But the waters are fresh. And some of the glaciers that originate from the North Pole mm-hmm. have fresh water, not salt water in them. They're like, how the hell?
Mm-hmm. So our oceans are sort of leaking into the inside of the Earth and dripping along the inside.
No. They're literally connected. Okay. Like, you know how that, think of it as watching sand fall from the top of the hourglass to the bottom. Mm-hmm. And the bottom glass part of the hourglass is how the crust goes. So the water, because it has its own gravitational pull from the rest of the solar system.
Oh.
So it is still, gravity is still working with it.
Yes. So this is one of my major points, and we got to hammer it out, because I got to talk about gravity.
Okay.
Now, you know, mainstream science theorizes that the inside of the Earth is very dense, the core, it has a pull, all things in the universe have a pull as long as they have mass, and so we are pulled to the surface of the Earth, and that's why we don't fly off into space. If the Earth is hollow, two problems. It might not have the mass necessary for us to stick to it on the outside. Mm-hmm. And if there are people walking around in the inside, what is sticking them to the inside walls of the balloon?
That's a great question. I don't know enough to answer it.
Okay.
All I will say is that, like, what was someone saying today? Like, 4% of the universe is made up of atoms.
Mm. That's gnar. Like, of the space?
Of everything. It's made up of atoms, electrons, and stuff that we know that makes up everything we understand.
Mm.
And the other, like, 96% is shit we don't know about. So I'm just saying there's a little gap in knowledge. That could be a very valid point, and I'm wrong, and I'm going to go to sleep tonight and be like, what's up? What's down? Who's inside?
I mean, maybe I'll convince you to stop believing in your own theory.
Also,
it could happen.
Have you ever thought about, you know, how, like, we live in a solar system that lives in a bigger galaxy and a universe and blah, blah, blah?
I've seen Men in Black.
Okay, so what about the germs that live on your body?
Yeah.
And you go inside and, like, you're a fucking universe.
Oh, wait, because the germs on this finger are like, this is our galaxy, and they don't know.
They don't even know about the stuff inside your ear. Like,
I got intestines, baby.
Microorganisms everywhere. So, like, yeah, gravity, it's hard for me to explain that with this, but that might not be true.
Okay.
Where was I?
Okay, so talk about the oceans that are connected.
So the Third Reich sent, so they had a map. They have found this since, like, World War II, that these maps where it actually, like, showed them, like, their, how to get up. So they sent U-boats.
Mm-hmm.
So from their Argentine base in Antarctica. So the Argentine base to Antarctica 2 months later after the war ended. And these boats allegedly carried not just Hitler, but other high-ranking Nazis, securing their safety and taking them to a secret base near the South Pole. So we all know that Argentina.
Ooh, put a little spin on it.
That, like, I didn't actually know this until I was a real adult. And I had a Ukrainian coworker, and our boss's wife was from South America. And her last name was Ludwig.
Ooh.
And he was like, you know, she's a Nazi. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, and he was joking, obviously. But he was like, that's what, and I did never heard that until I was, like, truly, like, 25 years old, that, like, a lot of Nazis after the war went to South America and countries like Argentina and, like, Brazil. They just stayed there because they were not going to be prosecuted for war crimes down there.
Yeah.
So
the shit's wild. I think I didn't know until this podcast that it was like, if you meet, it's pretty likely that if you meet an Argentinian person with a German last name,
I'm not gonna say
point.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say for sure, but if they're like, oh yeah, we're three generations, then it's pretty pretty likely. If they're like, we just moved here, they're like, okay, whatever. Sure. But if they're like, my great grandfather moved my grandfather down
in
here when he was a boy.
1942.
You're like, oh, shit, dude. So this kind of like thinking that like, so they were using this Argentine base to then travel further down to Antarctica. And if you're looking at like maps from that perspective, they're pretty close. Like it's not like no distance, but like it would make sense that if you're down there to go explore even further south into like the South Pole, and that they found this hole that loops onto the other side. So NASA's ISS is this satellite that's going around the Earth. So I was watching some footage, and literally,
I saw their ship. Yeah.
As they're like coming across the North Pole, they close. They all of a sudden pull like a door down or something, and it obstruct the view so that you can't see it. Mm-hmm. And then in all the other, like if you look at Google Maps and you like look at like, let's look at the North Pole, it's like all high def pictures until you get some blurry ass pictures at the tops and bottoms. Mm-hmm. And it's all obstructed, and yeah, so like it's very, so there's also this 1968 picture was taken by satellite showing a massive hole at the top of the planet, and it kind of looks like it's covered up by swirling clouds. It looks like almost like the eye of a hurricane a little bit, but like at like
the pole.
At the pole.
Yeah.
Where we know that's not, they're not getting hurricanes up there. But it was in a book that has since been like, no one can find this book. So in the 1970s, the ESSA project, that's a project from the Department of Commerce. It gave the media pictures taken by the ESSA 7 satellite in November of 1968. And every image shows a massive hole or a blacked out circle at the tops of the Earth. So like it's just this crazy thing. And also there was his Admiral Richard E. Byrd. Mm-hmm. So he's like an American. I really should have like Googled more about him, but I just
Byrd
ran out of time.
Byrd was interesting. Yeah.
But he has some diaries that are found where he claims that he fucking like sailed. He like was flying a plane and he flew into the center of the Earth. In one of his diaries, it's like he entered the hollow Earth and he like flew 1700 miles over like rivers and lakes and mountains. And he saw like prehistoric animals like mammoths and cities and thriving population, and that like there were like different kinds of aircraft and technology down there. So that's a lot of the reasons why people believe that the Nazis were like getting involved. They were not just like, they didn't want to just hide out. There's a civilization they believed, I believe, we all believe it now, that there's maybe our ETs are just coming from inside the house.
Ooh.
So like they're not traveling from far away, but they're a more advanced civilization than we are. And their technology is far more advanced. And so we all like, we know that like the Nazis are really into doing a lot of science projects.
Oh, that's a name for it.
As crazy as you could think of them, they were trying them out. So if
I guess in a sense that is a goddamn fourth grade science project.
Yeah, I mean, especially the logic of the bullshit they were doing. It's truly so... about like what an eighth grader would be like. Yes, yeah, I bet I could do this.
That's such a great, what if I water a plant with Pepsi? What if I take two twins and torture one of them?
Exactly. So like if there was any knowledge of an inner world, and we, like I said, it's been like people have been talking about this for ages. Mm-hmm. So maybe they were like, if there's a civilization somewhere else, let's go see. And that the idea was they were looking for superior technology to fight the war. Mm-hmm. And then when shit went south, they were like, hell yeah, take that boat, go down to the inside of the Earth. Now we live.
So sounds like a Nazi song to me.
That's the Nazis love to hoedown. So did you know that airplanes are not allowed to fly over the poles?
Okay, so let's talk about that, because I saw that on the YouTube conspiracy channel. And they showed a bunch of flight plans.
And it's like, oh, it's like, what are those pin things where you like put your pin in like a, do you know what I'm talking? Oh God, it's like, it's a pin that like has like a circle that's big around and then another like little thing that looks like a cog, and it makes like weird designs when you go.
Oh, because the magnetic, it's like,
no,
the,
you it's
attract
mostly just
the...
like the way you roll it around that it
then
makes.
I have no idea. It's like a stencil?
It's like a stencil. I'll never think of it. It doesn't matter. But anyway, so like all these flight patterns are like, yeah, like just missing. They're all missing, making a perfect circle around the North Pole. So is it incorrect I didn't fact check.
Well, I would like what's to know, this? Number one, what's this?
It was a cap on my cap.
That's so wild. Just drinking a Pedialyte and you know, living your best damn life.
I saw some stars in the shower earlier and I was like, let me hydrate.
You are doing so well for someone who is drinking an electrolyte. And off, is that like off-brand
too? Oh, it's called, it's not electrolyte, it's electrolyte.
Uh-huh, keep it electrolyte, baby. Who is saying that airplanes are not allowed?
It's this guy on YouTube.
Right, but like what world government is it coming from?
The United States government is not flying planes over the North and South Poles.
Sure.
And also there's an Arctic Treaty where like they don't go up there, they kind of leave it alone, right?
But if there's a plane that is flying from fucking Russia to fucking Finland or whatever, like Japan to Finland.
Okay.
Is America the one telling them that they're not allowed to fly straight over the pole?
I think there's a treaty for Antarctica that like it's kind of like a known thing that that other countries signed, but I don't know. I mean, okay. You could poke a hole in this.
What world and I'm poking it, a hole the size of the North Pole hole.
Maybe they're like, don't fly out there, man, you'll be sucked into the butthole.
Or maybe, here's my alternate theory, we know that the poles are magnetized, uh-huh. The magnetic fields of the earth right. Get fucked up around
that's
the poles.
That's a really good reason to tell people not to fly up there.
Yeah. For right? safety. Yeah.
For safety. Be like, oh no, if you fly up there, your plane will be electrocuted. Do you know how much electricity? There's just two spots on the earth where electricity just goes zap, 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 zap. Oh, you better watch out. Oh, it's going to get you.
I am sorry. I have to stop you. Magnetic forces are not electricity. Slur.
Okay. All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Magnets. How do magic do? Wait, is that, am I being a juggalo ICP? Right now? How do magic? I can't say magnets. Anyway, we are
magnets work.
Okay, so they're not getting electrocuted. But I think what I was thinking of was the Aurora Borealis.
Sure.
Or otherwise known as the Northern and Southern Lights. Okay. What if those are just lights from inside the earth? Because if you look at where they actually are, it could be like, you know, like a projector kind of just going up to our sky.
So the Nazis are having like a disco party inside the
earth. There's a fucking sun down there.
Oh, yeah, there's a fucking sun down there. Now, riddle me this.
Okay.
How do they sleep at night? If there's always a sun just goofing around.
I don't know. How do people in Alaska sleep in the summer?
It sounds bad. Yeah, I think it's hard to do. And that's 24/7. Who volunteers to live in down there?
I mean, I guess if they can have a flying saucer, they might have blackout shades.
That they just put up around their internal sun?
Well, I mean, not around, but in their homes. Okay. Like, there are people who have to live in constant daylight.
Okay. All right. That's fair. I'll accept that one.
You know, I don't know what those people are like. They could be like aliens who don't sleep the way we sleep, who don't need darkness to sleep.
Yeah. But then how did the Nazis bear it?
Oh, I hope they have a bad time. I hope they...
Don't you feel bad for the Nazis? Like,
I just miss a starlit night. I hope they miss it. I hope they're like, I never get to kiss under the moonlight anymore. They have no moon.
Oh, God. I hope no one ever kisses a Nazi again.
Oh, God.
Bug me.
Now someone's kissing a Nazi.
Oh God, you're so right.
I mean, that's the thing is like not all
probably
the Nazis,
another Nazi.
Not all the Nazis live inside the earth. Some of them live right up here.
This is very true. For some reason, I was sure you were going to say not all Nazis are boys, and I was going to be like, damn, so
damn,
true.
Wow. I mean, makes you think. A couple are girls.
Yeah,
but those girls are just trying to act cool. Like whenever you pretend like you like punk in high school.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, girls that are like watching boys play video games. Like I'm into this.
Yeah. I think skateboarding's cool. I'm trying to do it, but I like to watch it.
Yeah. It's so hot that you skateboard and love Hitler, Trent. Okay.
I also like stumbled upon a weird thing about a pyramid in Antarctica, and then I was like, I can't be doing this right now.
Say more about that.
Well, so there is a picture of a pyramid in Antarctica, and it's like a snow-covered pyramid. They're like, what the hell? But apparently it's part of a, like another mountain range. Like, hey, sometimes mountains look exactly like four-sided pyramids. And it's like, sure.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. But the wind looks, gets crazy down there.
But
I don't
it
know.
Looks like your traditional straight up pyramid.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, I kind of dip my toe in and out of so many conspiracy theories that I wish I knew way, 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 way more of this. But like my knowledge maybe stops a little bit here and it's a new one to me. But it it doesn't sound inconceivable. And gosh, and it does like kind of like have like in a nice Venn diagram meet into some of my other paranormal beliefs about like, you know, like the djinn or whatever. Have you ever heard of the djinn?
Like genies?
Oh, J-I-N-N. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the djinn are like, so let's say that like when God made, so God has these celestial beings that are angels and these other like these djinn beings that are, you know, like people like, yeah, in like Arabic, ancient Arabic writing and stuff, it would be, or like Persian writing would be like, yeah, like a genie, the genie, whatever. So that's like the good guy version that we kind of know, the genie of the lamp. But when humans are made, God asked them all to bow to humans, his creation made in his image. Mm-hmm. And the angels did. And the djinn were like, excuse me, what? No. Excuse those things, me? They're little and gross.
Yeah.
And God was like, you must bow to them. They're like, absolutely not. Those are beneath us. So God banished them to the underworld or the inner world. So they live below the surface of our world. And sometimes they come up and they can interfere with humans. So like the idea of the genie in the lamp that he can disappear and reappear is like, that's sort of like a smaller symbolism of like them living underneath the surface of the world. So I'm not thinking these are, I mean, I don't know. This is just me putting this together myself. But the idea that these beings, these, you think they're ETs, you think they're ghosts, you think they're all these things, and they're these fucking demon-like things to us that are here purely because when God banished them underground, he was like, when my son comes back, the second coming, you have until then, until the end of times, to prove to me that they are beneath you. And if they are beneath you, I will restore you to your rightful place with beside me. But so the djinn basically just fuck with people to prove to God that we are bad. And that's not to say they're purely malevolent. Some djinn just go about their lives and they live as we live. They have families, they have friends, and they never come to this part of the world.
Okay.
They're never dealing with us. But some, like, they make it their mission to be, like, almost like, you know, Puck in A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Do I know Puck?
Yeah.
I do.
Those pranksters, those like fey people, the fairies. Ooh.
Oh,
incoming?
That's the loudest plane I've ever heard in my life. They found us.
They found us. It's a djinn. So these djinn, yeah, they come up. They can take the. So they're described as smokeless fire.
Mm-hmm. That's sick.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah.
And they can come. Sometimes see people see them in dreams, like, because they're kind of like mystical people. They can take the form of humans. They can mate with them.
Yuck. I just clenched my legs.
You're like, no.
No.
But let me tell you this, because when they can take on a humanoid form.
Oh, so they look fine.
And they look fine. Mm. When they do, they're very seductive and attractive. You know, like the idea of like the devil coming in as like a very handsome man who like wants your soul.
Yeah.
That's sort of like what I imagine the djinn are like. So I did not find this on the internet. You're hearing it here first. I think that this other world inside of ours is the underworld that we've heard about forever.
I do think it is very interesting that so many different cultures that didn't always have a direct path into one another have this idea of like there are spirits. They live literally beneath us.
Mm-hmm.
Demons, djinn, fucking Elysian fields in Greece. Like you can get to it through a cave, which Orpheus does.
Yeah, you take the river Hades all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, wait, but it's sort of nice here and just sunny all the time. And it's like not fire and brimstone. It's just like an actual sun.
Then they just like kind of want to live normal lives.
Some of them do. And then some of them are really like, it's their business to be like, no, we have to prove that humans are beneath us. So, I don't know. I feel like if anyone wanted to like consort with a bunch of Nazis, a bunch of djinn would to be like, yeah, we can help you out.
Yeah. Because they've got a master plan to disgrace us in front of God.
Because if they can prove that these people killed your chosen people, God, is that not proof that they are beneath us? And they don't really have like a, their sense of morality is not the same as ours. So like I said, some are not out to harm us. And the harm they do is more so like, just like seeing what they can make us do. Okay. And seeing how far we can be pushed. I don't know. I mean, we really dived in deep to like what I think this is.
This is like a noodle scratcher.
I think it's sort of fascinating to me, this idea that a world lives beneath our own.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Tolkien.
Yeah. It's magical. I got to give it up to you there. Okay. Okay. Well,
I think there's too many questions.
It's so much. No, it's been such a dream.
That's why I can't know really good specifics, because there's so much to just kind of halfway know about.
That is what this podcast is for. We skate around like we're on a rink full of ice and there's dark waters underneath and who cares?
But like, I literally never heard of the djinn until like a couple years ago. And apparently like anyone east of us is like, oh yeah.
Oh, we know about the djinn.
Oh yeah, they've been fucking with
in
us
Boston.
Forever.
They know about him.
No, I meant like, you know.
I know. And, I'm just being coy.
You know, east of Europe.
Okay. I think that the question that has been on my mind for the last minute or two.
What if I really disappoint you by not being able to answer it? I don't know. Maybe
this one. I just want you to speculate because I didn't really see it in any of the literature. And by the literature, I mean YouTube videos.
Okay.
What do you think that the Nazis are planning next? Are they going to live in there forever peacefully, or are they coming back out?
I mean, I think they're doing what they're doing right now. Mm. We're having a resurgence of it now. And if they have the ability to come hither and thither. Now, granted, it is harder to do it because of satellites now. Like, we have a better understanding of like what comes and goes on our Earth. So like, that's why people kind of discredit like any alien visitations. Like, we know it's just like they're just testing. But like, I mean, don't even get me started with the fucking Illuminati and what they can hide.
Boy, howdy.
I mean, the thing is, if someone wants you to believe something, you'll believe it because you'll be told by everyone. Mm-hmm. You'll be told by people you trust. Mm-hmm. You'll be told by people who've never lied before. And now for the first time, they're lying to you. That's what's so scary about money and power. Mm-hmm. So, so what are they doing? I don't know. It feels like they're trying to cause more chaos and they're waiting for the right time. Mm-hmm. But if they do it too close to the last time, people will be like, no, we can't do that again. They had to wait at least a generation. Like, think about it. The baby boomers now, the people who were born from the remnots of the World War II.
Right, when they came back and everybody got pregnant.
In their 60s and 70s, you know? They're not old. They're not, like, near death. But, like, I think that, like, in their lifetime, they have to be gone before something else comes.
So you're thinking, like, 20 years from now.
I mean, I hope my parents live longer.
I know, me too. I hope my parents live forever.
They're bad, but I need them.
I need them to talk to me on the phone about my problems. Okay. So you think that maybe they have their sticky little fingers in world events?
I mean, Russia's all up in there.
Yeah.
Who's close to the North Pole?
Whoa. Alaska, Sarah Palin.
But also Russia.
And Russia.
They're right up there.
They're right up in there. Okay, well, I want to get back to the NASA thing because I have some thoughts about that. So a lot of people on the internet are like, NASA is hiding this. And I'd like to know why.
Why would NASA hide it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, what a big revelation to say that there is a hole at the top of the Earth. And it leads somewhere else that we don't know. Because then do we have to explore it? If the government owns NASA, do we have to then figure out what that means for security and defense and all this stuff? If Roswell happened, why isn't the government telling us that? Is that all fake? Were they just testing things? Was it like to understand why the government lies to us? Just it's all like I couldn't begin to say other than like they do it constantly. The Manhattan Project, the Montauk Project, like they do it all the time because they're bad guys.
I guess that is the foundation you have to start from to buy.
We know they lie about everything.
They lie some.
They lie a lot.
Yeah, they lie a fair amount.
Out of convenience, yes.
Okay.
They're eighth grade boys.
They're just like, why not? It's easier to lie.
Like, I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to have to deal with the ramifications of this.
Okay.
But that's not to say
that. So nothing's coming out. So why don't we just ignore it?
Yeah. I mean, until it becomes an actual threat, or maybe they're all part of it. Mm. Maybe we live in a reality where the Nazis won. Or at least they...
It's the Man in the High Castle, but but not a
Instead of just San Francisco being run by the Japanese, it's the Hollow Earth.
Like a vault.
That's not to say that I truly believe that, but I do think there are a lot of things that... and also, like, people in government, like, some of them are... like NASA, like obviously those people are very, very smart. But you know who never believes they're wrong? Scientists.
Okay. Go on.
They just always are like, this is just how it is and there's nothing else. And I learned it in school. And like, even like, you like hear like doctors are always like, if you have like a doctor who's in his 50s, he's going to be so cocky about how long he's been practicing medicine. But guess who's not going to conferences every weekend to learn more new tricks? Your doctor who's in his 50s. He doesn't care. He's just like, oh, it's viral. You'll be fine in 2 days. He's not testing for like new ways to treat you and stuff. Like, so... I don't know. I just feel like scientists aren't always challenging themselves to be like, what's the craziest thing? Could it be possible? What breaks all the things that I already believe in? And yeah, they're not all, they're not looking for that.
Here comes one of my arguments. You know who is constantly doing that? Silicon Valley billionaires with spaceship companies. Yeah. So why hasn't, if Elon Musk has mapped the whole Earth for his fucking space... Excuse you.
How do you think he got his SpaceX technology?
He sold his soul to the devil, aka government Nazis?
The djinn. They got to him. And that's why he's dating that weird lady. Not that weird lady.
Oh, come on.
They're cute. What's her name?
Grimes.
Yeah, they look cute.
If anything, Grimes is going to get him back on the path of righteousness.
Does anyone look like an evil Illuminati couple more than those two?
Fuck, you're so right. He's got like a weird smooth egg face.
He's
and she's
like literally
animal.
Like, he's, yeah, he's an underground humanoid. Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. Okay. I mean, it just, I think that like in a lot of situations such as this, it's sort of like, okay, sure, the government lies to us. But private industry, all these maverick white guys who are like, I'm going to find out the truth and I'm a little
Illuminati,
bit libertarian.
Illuminati. Okay. So also, I will say, remember when they had that in LA here, was it a year ago? That everyone was like, oh, yeah, oh,
Falcon
X. And they're like, he's like, it was just mine. Ha 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 ha. And it's like, or was it? Or was it one of your buddies? And you were trying it out.
Or and they just got him to take the fall and be like, yep, that's my ship.
Yeah. Mm. Everyone can be bought.
Mm. Not me.
Not me. You know what? You'd have to have money to want some.
That's also true. I don't need it.
I'm already poor.
Donate to our Patreons.
It could all be nothing and the earth could be flat. It's either one or the other, though.
Either the government, private industry, and genies are all in on it together, or the earth is flat. Well,
I'm not saying that it's all 100% true. I'm just saying it is something to think about when we've had just, I mean, I really do think of like the fairies and stuff when people talk about that like they've been talking about that for since people have been talking, they've been talking about people, smaller people and people who like live inside the earth. And like, you know, if you go to Iceland now, they're like, oh, there's they go into those little holes and then they go down. It's like, yeah. And where's Iceland? It's up north. Guys. Chuds.
Okay. The last point I want to put to you
okay.
and to get your arguments on is... a lot of the sources that you and I both saw on the internet are people who have an agenda to push.
Yes.
So when we see that hatch closing, I cannot verify whether that is the exact NASA footage.
Right.
I don't know if that's been edited. When I went on NASA's website, I did see pictures of the South Pole.
Right.
At looking just like a swirl of clouds and ice.
Yes.
And the North Pole. Those things are available on NASA's website. So all of these videos, speaking of confirmation bias, are on sites that have already decided that this is true and that it's being hidden from us.
I mean, I can't debate that in a way that makes my argument work. but I will say that this isn't a new theory, even if you're just watching it on YouTube. Those kids who edited the video aren't the first people to think of it. They're supporting an age-old theory about what happens to our Earth. And they could be wrong, but people haven't shut up about this yet.
Mm. Yeah, I mean...
And then I'm the one who figured out it was the djinn, you guys. I'm taking credit. dark underworld.
First, everybody knew that there was an underworld. Then the Nazis went into it, and you were the only one who's figured out that it's a freaking djinn.
I feel good about me.
Wonderful. Is there any closing arguments that you would like to make?
No, you don't have to believe. I'm not one of the... That's like the luxury of being someone who kind of is open to everything. It's like, I could be wrong. But also, what a magical, fantastical thing that could be right beneath our noses.
Cute. Oh, okay, great.
Or evil Nazis.
Or, just, or it's very maybe, scary
honestly,
and
what if they went down there and they got nice because they're like, it's sunny all the time.
Maybe. That's what I would like to think that they got down there. The djinn were like, look, we like to fuck around, but we're not evil. Yeah. Like, calm your shit
down.
We're
just trying to prove that you're bad. And guess what? You guys really made it easy. And they're like, oh, we're sorry.
Okay, we've
learned. And they had a real like, oh,
come to Jesus
moment. They literally
saw
the light. Mm-hmm.
Well, of the internal sun.
And they're good now.
I hope so.
They're not.
I want to believe everyone can be redeemed, but it's almost certainly not true. Okay. I need a moment to sort of reflect, rest, recover.
Okay. Do you need to go
how
inside
much I'm
your
convinced.
Hollow body?
Exactly. I need to turn myself inward to the sun that is my mind.
Okay.
So I need you to just eat up a little bit of my time.
Okay.
You can plug shit. You can talk about ghosts, whatever you want.
Okay. Ooh, should I tell a ghost story?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe I'll tell a ghost story. Oh boy, which one? There's so many to do. Speaking of djinn, so sometimes whenever people hear a ghost that mimics someone else, I do not believe that is a ghost. I do not believe ghosts are intelligent enough to know the past and future that way. They know what they know. They know what they lived. Any hoodle. So my mom and dad were house sitting for my sister in her old house in Atlanta, which was a rental house, and it was a 3-level house. So in the bottom, you drove into the driveway and it drove like into the basement where there was like a utility room with like laundry. And then on the other side of the wall, there was like a finished basement that like there was a bed and some workout equipment. Then up to the first floor, living room, kitchen, dining room, sunroom. Then the bedrooms were all on the top floor. My mom is ironing laundry in front of the television, watching some TV, ironing up a storm, being real Southern. My dad's downstairs in the basement and he comes stomping up the stairs. The kids are upstairs asleep, stomping up the stairs. And he's like, what do you want? And my mom's like, what do you mean? What do I want? And she's like, he's like, you've been calling my name. And she's like, no, I haven't said a word. And he's like, Marilyn, I heard you calling my name. She's like, Daryl, I haven't. He's like, someone was calling my name. It sounded just like you. But in that house was also a haunted house. Or at least they would see like a woman in white and people walking around. And I think that was a some kind of devil thing trying to trick them. The djinn. They trick you.
They're tricky.
Yeah. Was that enough time?
That's spooky. That was a perfect amount of time. Okay. What a dream. Okay. So on this podcast, I break things into two scales, like do believe, just how much I'm like, you know, convinced by the rock hard facts and want to believe.
Okay.
Like how much it makes the world more magical and interesting.
Right.
Do believe out of 10 eighth grade boys.
Okay.
I'm going to give this one one.
Okay.
I'm not convinced.
Okay.
But maybe even a two. I'm going to give it a two. I changed my mind. Out of 10. Because the science isn't there.
Right.
It's crazy, but
literally science is covering it up. So
yeah, okay. Illuminati.
Okay.
But it is interesting that so many cultures are convinced that there's literally a world inside of our world.
For so many centuries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's weird. Why is that?
It's interesting.
Want to believe out of 10 sexy djinn that are here to seduce you. I'm going to give this an 8.
That's so
high. It's high. I like it. It makes the world more magical and crazy. Mm-hmm. I had to take away 2 points because I sure hope Nazis aren't coming out of the polls to kill us all.
I mean, they already are, but I don't want it.
I don't want it. Exactly. But how magical, how whimsical.
Yes.
How divine.
I know. It's
there's
fun.
There's literally a world inside our world.
The Nazi part, not fun, but that there's like a beautiful, always sunny, beautiful place with like trees and oceans and like, yeah, give it to me.
And magical creatures that we've known about all along. But
there's a woolly mammoth is there. The dodo's there.
Oh, all the endangered animals still live there.
Yeah, because they're like, fuck those people.
Oh, all right. It's a 9.
Okay.
You got me with that dodo. Marzi, thank you so much for being my
guest.
Thank you
for having me.
Other than your wonderful podcast, Cardition It, and
a funny feel.
I, for some reason, couldn't get spooky out of it. A spooky sensation.
I know. We try to do a play on words of like comedians and paranormal. So, you know, get a funny feeling. Okay.
And it worked.
What else do I do? I'm in search history, UCB Franklin, Sundays at 11 p.m. I guess I like write and do stuff. I'm offer only as an actor, though. Oh, that's only because honey. I don't have an agent.
You don't have to say that.
But I mean, also, I was like, a pilot season was really bad. And I was like, I still want to act, but I don't want to audition.
Yeah. Yeah, know so your worth. Yeah. Offer only.
You can find me on the internet at Marcy Lane or Marcy Lane 2 on Instagram, because that bitch got there first.
Destroyer. It's probably a plot to discredit
Illuminati.
You. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's been a dream.
Fun.
You made me love gin.
I mean, they're not bad, but they're definitely not good.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Oh, what a treat. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Lizard People. I've been your host, Caitlin Hempstead, and if you're interested in supporting the show, you can subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. Bye!
Campfire.